All right, so we always love a good challenge on the deep dive, right? But this one is something else.
Yeah.
And we're used to, research papers and news articles and all that.
Right.
But today, it's a little bit different. We are tackling the Pepsi Smart Can.
Okay.
Yeah. You sent this in, and it's a whole stack of technical documents, user guides, the whole nine yards.
Well, color me intrigued. I have to admit,
Right.
I'm pretty curious about this.
Yeah.
And without any specific questions from you, it's a real deep dive. I mean, we're going in blind here, figuring out what this thing eyes, what it does, and why in the world Pepsi even created this thing in the first place.
Wait, like, what is it? Is it some futuristic soda dispenser? Is it like a top secret marketing weapon? I don't know, but I have to admit, I was a little disappointed to learn right off the bat from the pasted text source that you can't actually drink from this thing.
Oh.
It's an electronic device disguised as a can,
Yeah.
not a source of infinite Pepsi,
Right.
sadly.
Yeah, that's a key detail right there.
Yeah.
That tells us right away that this is not intended for like your average soda drinker.
Right.
This is something else entirely.
Yeah. Okay. So no secret Pepsi formula for us, but that just makes me even more curious.
Sure.
What does this smart can do? And the documents you sent make it clear it's not just a static display piece.
Right.
This thing is connected. It uses LTE, not Wi-Fi, to
Interesting.
download new content every week.
Wow, that's a deliberate choice.
Okay.
LTE gives Pepsi complete control over what content that device receives.
Right.
There's no reliance on the user's Wi-Fi, there's no risk of outside interference. It's a closed ecosystem
Wow.
for Pepsi's messaging.
So they're not messing around.
Nope.
And they take that control even further. The content plays automatically. There's no pause button, no skipping ahead.
Oh, wow.
You're at the mercy of whatever Pepsi decides to beam into this thing.
So think of it like a TV channel that you can't change. A curated stream of Pepsi content delivered directly to, well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
WHO is the target audience here.
Yeah, right. And the user guide mentions using the AMOLED display indoors. So it's not some rugged outdoor gadget.
Right.
You can't share the content or upload your own.
Huh.
It's all about controlling the Pepsi narrative.
Which brings up a fascinating point. Why go through all this trouble? What is so special about the content that it needs its own dedicated secure device?
That's what I'm talking about.
It
Now, the
doesn't.
user guide dives into some pretty specific details about the Pepsi Smart Can.
Okay.
And honestly, some of it is downright strange. There's a disclaimer that the device is always the property of PepsiCo, and then a whole list of safety warnings.
Like what?
Don't eat it, don't put it in the oven.
Well, those warnings might seem kind of funny,
Right.
but they suggest that Pepsi is taking precautions against any unintended use or tampering.
Right.
Th this isn't just a novelty. They're
Right.
protecting something here.
And the security measures, they're not messing around. The user guide mentions Linux Secure Boot, a closed system. I mean, are we talking state secrets here?
Yeah, it's unusual for what appears to be, at its core, a marketing device.
Right.
The level of security suggests the content is considered highly proprietary,
Yeah.
possibly even confidential information they don't want falling into the wrong hands.
Right. And then there are the instructions for flight mode.
Okay.
Why would a device that's meant to sit on a desk need to worry about airplanes? And this whole LED color guide,
Yeah.
it's strangely complex for something that just looks like a can.
Yeah, an emblemic mobility.
Okay.
Perhaps this device is meant to be transported, maybe
Right.
to, specific events or locations. And
Right.
the LED guide could be a way to sort of silently communicate status or instructions to someone nearby without drawing attention.
Okay, so we've got this secure, non-drinkable can
Right.
downloading potentially sensitive content, possibly traveling the world. This is
Yeah.
like something out of a spy movie. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Right.
Before we jump to conclusions, we need to break down what we know about the Pepsi Smart Can itself.
Okay, welcome back to our deep dive into the Pepsi Smart Can.
Yeah, so we've been speculating about the why behind this thing,
Right.
but we haven't really dug into the how, like, how does this thing actually work?
Right.
The documents you sent are full of technical details.
Yeah, and one detail that really jumps out at me is the constant connection to the PepsiCo cloud. Both the paste-to-text and the user guide really emphasize
Yeah.
the device's reliance on the cloud for content and software updates.
Yeah. It's like this can is on a digital leash, constantly checking in with Pepsi HQ.
Right.
What's interesting to me is that it happens automatically, like in the background.
Yeah.
The user guide even mentions overnight software updates.
Yeah, this isn't just about pushing out new ads or videos.
Right.
This suggests a level of dynamic control we don't usually see in consumer tech.
It's okay.
Pepsi can change the functionality of this device on the fly.
Oh, wow.
Adapt its messaging in real time based on whatever data they're gathering.
So it's not just a one-way street of Pepsi propaganda.
Hmm.
They could be using this to collect information as well.
It's certainly possible. The user guide doesn't go into a lot of detail about data collection.
Right.
But given the emphasis on connectivity and remote updates,
okay,
it wouldn't be surprising if the device is sending usage data back to Pepsi.
Okay, now I'm starting to get a little uneasy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to have a Pepsi ad playing on my desk, but if this thing's tracking my every move...
Well, let's not jump to conclusions.
Okay.
I mean, the user guide clearly states that the device is for marketing purposes only.
Right.
But it does raise questions about, you know, how data is being used in modern marketing strategies.
Right, because we've been focusing on the content that this cat is delivering.
Right.
But maybe the content itself is less important than the device's capabilities.
Exactly. Think about the implications. I mean, this device could be placed in strategic locations.
Gathering data on consumer behavior.
Wow.
Even testing different marketing approaches in real time.
So it's not just about what's on the screen.
Huh?
But where the screen is located,
right,
and how people are interacting with it,
mm-hmm,
this is starting to feel less like a soda can,
right,
and more like a corporate research lab disguised as a can.
It certainly challenges our traditional understanding of marketing.
Right.
And that brings us back to the question of audience.
Right.
Who is Pepsi targeting with this sophisticated data-driven approach?
Well, the user guide makes a point of saying that the AMOLED screen is optimized for indoor viewing.
Right.
And they specifically mention placing the device on a desk.
Okay.
Even highlighting a standby mode with ambient video for when it's not actively being used.
That points to a professional setting.
Okay.
Maybe an office environment. And the emphasis on high-quality visuals suggests an audience that appreciates aesthetics and design.
So not your average soda-guzzling teenager, then.
Unlikely. This seems to be aimed at a more discerning audience. Perhaps executives, business partners, or even key influencers within PepsiCo itself.
So we're not talking about mass marketing here.
Right.
This is a targeted approach reaching a select group of individuals.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like exclusive content for a VIP audience.
Precisely. It's about cultivating a specific image, building relationships, and influencing decisions within a targeted group. It's a far cry from the mass market advertising campaigns of the past.
Okay, so maybe this isn't about selling more soda to the general public.
Right.
Maybe it's about selling an idea, a vision, or even a sense of exclusivity to a select group.
And perhaps that exclusivity is part of the appeal. Remember, the user guide mentions that the device is not for resale.
Right.
And remains the property of PepsiCo. It reinforces the idea that this is something special,
okay,
something you can't just buy off the shelf.
So it's like a secret club.
Yeah.
You can't join, you can't buy your way
in
it. Pepsi decides who gets access to this exclusive content and this unique experience.
Which, in a way, generates even more buzz and intrigue. The very fact that this device is shrouded in secrecy makes it more desirable, more talked about.
So even if we never figure out the exact purpose of this Pepsi Smart Can, maybe that's part of the plan.
Mm.
The mystery itself is the marketing campaign.
It's a clever strategy. They've created a product that's both familiar and completely unknown.
Right.
Sparking curiosity and speculation.
All right. So we've got this high-tech, data-driven device.
Right.
Delivering exclusive content to a select audience in a controlled environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what does it all mean? So we spent the last two parts of this deep dive, exploring this Pepsi Smart Can inside and out.
Right.
We've talked about its features, its security measures, its potential for data collection in his target audience.
Uh-huh.
But as we head into the final stretch here, I'm still wondering, what's the end game? Like, what is the point of all this?
It's a question that has really lingered, I think, throughout our analysis. We've uncovered a lot of really interesting details, but the true purpose of this device remains elusive.
Yeah, is this about selling more Pepsi? Is it about gathering market intelligence? Is it about building relationships with key influencers? Or is it, you know, as we talked about earlier, simply about creating buzz and generating conversation?
Yeah, it's likely a combination of factors.
Okay.
You know, remember that the user guide repeatedly emphasizes that the Pepsi Smart Can is for marketing purposes only.
Right.
But in today's world, you know, marketing is multifaceted. It's not just about pushing a product. It's about shaping perceptions. It's about creating experiences.
Okay.
And fostering a sense of connection with your brand.
So maybe this device isn't about selling a product directly, but about selling the idea of Pepsi.
Yeah.
It's about associating the brand with innovation, with exclusivity, and even a touch of mystery.
Precisely. It's about creating a halo effect around the brand, making it more desirable, more aspirational. And by limiting access to this device, they're further enhancing its perceived value.
It's like a VIP pass.
Yeah.
To the world of Pepsi.
Yeah.
You can't buy it. You can't earn it.
Right.
You have to be chosen.
Yeah.
And that exclusivity makes it all the more appealing.
It taps into our innate desire, I think, for belonging, for being part of something special. Right. And by shrouding the device in secrecy, Pepsi is essentially inviting speculation, generating word of mouth marketing without having to lift a finger.
That's brilliant.
It is.
It's a brilliant strategy when you think about it. They've created a product that's essentially a walking, talking marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Every time someone sees it, hears about it, or speculates about its purpose, they're reinforcing the Pepsi brand.
And because the device is constantly evolving through those, you know, over-the-air software updates, the conversation never really ends.
Right.
What it does today might be completely different tomorrow.
Wow.
Keeping people guessing and ensuring that the Pepsi Smart Can remains a topic of intrigue.
So maybe the real lesson here isn't about the specific features of the device itself, but about the evolving nature of marketing.
Absolutely.
When you're moving beyond traditional advertising models into a world where brands are creating experiences, cultivating communities, and leveraging technology in increasingly sophisticated ways.
Yeah, the Pepsi Smart Can is a glimpse into that future.
Okay.
It's a reminder that in an age of, you know, information overload, brands that can capture our attention, spark our curiosity, and make us feel like we're part of something exclusive are the ones that will ultimately succeed.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Well, the next time you see a Pepsi ad or crack open a can of your favorite soda, just take a moment to consider the bigger picture.
Yeah.
What messages are being conveyed? What experiences are being created? And how is technology shaping your perception of the brands you interact with every day?
The answers might surprise you. And that, in essence, is the power of a truly effective marketing campaign.
Okay.
It makes you think, it makes you question, and it leaves you wanting more.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the Pepsi Smart Can. Thanks for joining us on this journey of discovery. Until next time. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep an eye out for the unexpected. You never know where the next deep dive will take us.